you know, something that I was thinking about as you're talking was, yeah, the gratitude side of it. And the way I found that this comes up for me is I get hyper focused on something and then I miss a bunch of other things. And so, you know, this can be, well, I don't know, like, for example, you have 10 great things going on in your life and one thing that you wish you had that isn't working. And then you get hyper focused on that one thing and forget about the other 10 that are like great things that are going on in your life. And this has been an exercise for me. Like every morning I wake up and I do a gratitude exercise. I just decided, you know what, I need to do this because I came to the recognition that gratitude combats fear and worry and anxiety. And I was having this fear and worry and anxiety come up, which doesn't usually happen for me a lot, but for whatever reason it was coming up and I didn't know how to navigate it. And then I was told, or at least I came across some information that was like, yeah, gratitude is the, like, will counter. You can't really be grateful and scared at the same time, which is also, you won't be anxious and you won't be worried because those are all just byproducts of fear. And yeah, it's true. And what I found when I started doing the exercise was like, oh, look at this. There are like all these great things in my life right now that I'm not paying attention to. And there's like this one thing or maybe a couple things that I'm all worked up, fearful, worried, anxious about. And so what I found a gratitude exercise did was it helped me to have a more holistic view of my life and not be hyper-focused on the one thing or two things that are not perfect right now. And that also led me down the road of how do I do this to like kind of escape being present and like end up in the future going, well, when I get here, then it'll be good because that thing will be resolved. But it's like, that's assuming that these other 10 things, you know, whatever, it's probably more, but these other 10 things are still in place. Because if you removed one of those, then I would just worry about that. So it's this kind of whack-a-mole game to some degree where you can get caught always trying to put out a fire, solve a problem, and you're just always scared and worried and whatever. Whereas if you're in gratitude, you're looking at, okay, all this stuff is going right. It's one thing isn't going perfect yet, but I'm so grateful and so happy that so much of this is going right. And like, that makes it a little bit easier to approach the one or two things that aren't going so well.